All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, as nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I'm going to get things started off with a big-time showdown in the Big Ten Conference, as two of the powerhouses in the Big Ten East are ready to swap some paint. And I'm talking about the 6th-ranked Michigan Wolverines traveling to East Lansing to take on the 24th-ranked Michigan State Spartans. And for Michigan, they lost in their first game of the season to Notre Dame, but since then, they have gotten a little bit better each week, and they really made a statement last Saturday night in being able to dominate the Wisconsin Badgers at home. I look for quarterback Shea Patterson as well as running back Caron Higdon to have a big-time impact for this game if the Wolverines are going to get the road victory. You look at Michigan, they're definitely going to look to establish the run, and I think Patterson has gotten a little bit better with his passing as the weeks have progressed, and that's opening up the Michigan offense, and now opposing defenses can no longer stack the box in order to try to stop Higdon. You're talking about the number one defense in the nation. This is what the Wolverines possess, as they have 20 team sacks on the season to go along with 7 picks, and they want to make life tough for Michigan State quarterback Brian Lewerke. Now, the Spartans can get after you defensively as well, as they have 9 defensive interceptions. So it's one of these games where, honestly, the first team to reach 20 points more than likely will win. The road team has won the last 3 games in this contest, and I think that trend will continue, as I'm going to take Michigan on the road by the score of 27-17. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, it's the 20th-ranked Cincinnati Bearcats traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Temple Owls. And now it's time for some separation in the AAC East, because we have several teams who are undefeated within conference play. And now it is time to separate the men from the boys in this conference. Now, for Cincy quarterback Desmond Ridder, he can have a big impact in this game for the Bearcats, as can running back Michael Warren II. I also look at Temple quarterback Anthony Russo, along with running back Ryquell Armstead, to be players to keep an eye on for the Owls. Now, Temple can get after you defensively as well, as they have 20 team sacks to go along with 7 interceptions. But even with that, Cincinnati is the better team. They're rolling, and I'm going to take the Bearcats right now under the tutelage of head coach Luke Fickell by the score of 30-24. Now, a big one in the ACC is you're going to have the 16th-ranked North Carolina State Wolfpack traveling to Clemson to take on the 3rd-ranked Clemson Tigers. Both of these teams are undefeated, and the winner will be sitting pretty in regards to getting to the ACC championship game. You look at quarterback Ryan Finley for NC State, one of the more underrated signal callers in the league, as is wide receiver Kelvin Harmon. Now, on the flip side for Clemson, you have quarterback Trevor Lawrence, who is just continually just gliding right along in this freshman campaign, as there really isn't anything that is phasing this youngster. I also look for running back Travis Etienne to have a big game for the Tigers, while Clemson also possesses the 3rd-ranked defense in the nation. Everything sets up for Clemson to win. They're home. They're undefeated. They have a solid defense. They have a quarterback that can get it done. But if you look at NC State over the past few years, they have given Clemson a lot of problems. I think that trend continues in this game, and I'm going to take NC State in the upset over the Tigers by the score of 30-27. Now, moving to the Pac-12, you have the Colorado Buffaloes traveling to Seattle to take on the 15th-ranked Washington Huskies. This is a battle of one-loss teams within the Pac-12, as both of these teams teams feel that they still have what it takes to not only get to Santa Clara for the conference championship game, but win it all and potentially get to the college football playoff. Now, of course, Colorado still has quarterback Steven Montez, along with running back Trayvon McMillan and wide receiver Laviska Shenault Jr., as these triplets give them a good advantage versus some of the defenses within the conference. Now for Colorado, they are looking to bounce back after suffering their first loss of the season as they lost in Los Angeles last Saturday night to the men of Troy. Now Washington is looking to protect home field, and of course they're going to rely on quarterback Jake Browning and Miles Gaskin, and if teams want to stack the box in order to stop Gaskin, wide receiver Aaron Fuller can go over the top. This Huskies defense is 17th in the nation, and they know how to get after opponents, led by linebacker Ben Burr-Kirvin, who is the odds-on favorite right now to win the Butkus Award as a top linebacker in the country, as he already has 93 tackles. I think Washington is the better team, and they are going to show that medal, as I'm going to take the Huskies by 10, 34 to 24. Now, in the SEC, you're going to have the 22nd ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs traveling to Baton Rouge to take on the 5th ranked LSU Tigers. There's going to be some paint swapping in this one, in this battle in the SEC West. Why? Because we're looking at two of the better defenses in the nation. Mississippi State comes in with the 8th ranked defenses. They have 17 team sacks, and defensive end Montez Sweat is really making a name for himself and rising up draft boards. You look at quarterback Nick Fitzgerald from Mississippi State, and he's going to have his hands full going up against this LSU defense, which includes Devin White and, of course, Greedy Williams in that secondary. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has been a game manager, but he knows how to get it done, especially when he hands the football off to running back Nick Brissett. And if Mississippi State wants that crowd to box, wide receiver Justin Jefferson can beat them over the top. I talked about this LSU defense already, 17 team sacks and 10 interceptions. LSU has plenty of momentum after they dominated Georgia at home last week, and I don't see the Bayou Bengals slowing down in this one. This one's going to take LSU at home by the score of 24 to 16. And back to the Pac-12, you're going to have the 12th ranked Oregon Ducks traveling to Pullman to take on the 25th ranked Washington State Cougars. Now, two of the 4 one-loss teams in the Pac-12 North will be on display in this one. You look at Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert, who is a calm, cool, and collected customer in that pocket, especially when he can hand off to the likes of running back CJ Verdell and get that football vertically to wide receiver Dylan Marshall. Now, this Ducks defense already has 17 team sacks on the season, and they also have 9 interceptions, with 3 of those coming from Jevon Holland. Now, quarterback Gardner Minshew has not taken long to get comfortable in his Washington State offense. Of course, he is the East Carolina transfer, and he is lighting it up for head coach Mike Leach. Now, this Wazoo defense, a lot of people don't pay attention to them. You think of Mike Leach, and you just think offensive football, but Wazoo already has 18 team sacks under their belt this season, and they're going to try to get after this Oregon offense and Herbert and try to make him uncomfortable. It's a night game in Pullman, which is always tough on opposing teams, but I think Oregon has enough to pull this one out by the score of 37-21. And finishing up in the Pac-12, you're going to have the USC Trojans traveling to Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City to take on the Utah Utes. This is a big-time showdown in the Pac-12 South, as the winner will be sitting pretty as far as winning that division and getting to Santa Clara. You look at the freshmen that the men of Troy are rolling out there, and quarterback JT Daniels and, of course, running back R. Cedric Ware. They're going to have their hands full against the Utes defense, which is 9th in the nation. Tyler Huntley is a dual-threat quarterback that will give the Trojans problems all night long, and if teams focus on him too much, running back Zach Moss can burn them as well. This Utah defense has 18 sacks on the season so far, and they want to go out there and make life tough for the true freshman in JT Daniels, but he is a calm, cool, and collected customer. This is going to be a back-and-forth game. The crowd is going to be in it. It is an electric atmosphere at night in Salt Lake City, but I think USC finds a way to get this one done by the score of 27-24. So those are my key games in this weekend in college football, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.